So, can I get your name?
No, no, not me. Alexis, not me. I know nothing about politics.
How old are you?
21.
All right, you're 21. Have you ever voted before?
Yes, ma'am.
Who have you voted for and when?
Bill Clinton in, what year was that? 2004, there you go. No, that wasn't, in 2004, that was Bill Clinton.
Al Gore.
Al Gore? Why are you interviewing me? I love you. That's about as much as I can say.
So you haven't been paying too much new attention to politics this year?
Not at all.
Not at all? Just not on the mind? You preoccupied with other things, or do you not care, or is it something else?
Just preoccupied with a lot of other things.
And what about you? Have you been following politics this year?
Kinda.
Kinda. Do you have an opinion on this year's presidential nominee or candidates?
Yeah, I want Obama to win because he is very women's rights.
He's for women's rights?
Yeah.
And are you 21 as well?
Yep.
Excellent. Have you voted before?
No.
Have you been voting in the primaries at all?
Nope.
So you're just looking forward for Obama to win?
Right. Yep.
And can I get your name?
Christopher Joseph Scott.
Christopher, are you planning to vote in this election?
Yes.
And who do you intend to vote for?
Barack Obama.
Should he win the nomination? Do you think he'll win the nomination?
I think he'll win the nomination, yes. I think he's slowly taking the middle line vote over. I think he's converting a lot on a more progressive gain than Hillary is. I think Hillary's voters now are kind of her constituents that are a bit left over. I don't think she's winning anyone over, and anybody new over. And I think Obama will play to the conservative middle vote and pull a lot of people over and cross over, cross party line.
Did you vote in the New York primary?
I did vote for Obama in the New York primary.
You did. So there's been a lot made in the media about the media's treatment of both Obama versus Clinton. There was a skit on SNL asking Obama if he'd like a pillow. Do you think there's been sort of a kid glove treatment towards Obama and a harsher line on Clinton, or do you think that's sort of played up in the media?
I think that's totally played up in the media. I don't think there was a pillow on it at all. A lot of the first questions went to Obama in the early debates, and I think that was just the way some of them probably were weaning more recently because of how the Clinton campaign put herself out there and made certain remarks and comments, and they dug at his campaign. I think Obama played it very smart by not reacting and kind of going on his own attacks. So I think that's what people are more interested in seeing these days. You know, JFK, when he won the presidency, had maybe 4 years more of experience than Obama has. And I think that's a fact that needs to be brought up because JFK, you know, had an incredible plan. He was a great policymaker and a true sense of a politician, and had a foregone plan that started working from day one. So I think there's got to be some comparisons to the early Kennedy administrations. So they're literally coming from the same ground, especially experience-wise.
Now, given the two platforms between Clinton and Obama in this campaign, given that there's not a whole lot of variation between the two two proposals, how important do you think experience actually is, or do you think it's more about the future and looking forward and how things will be executed from this point on?
I think moving forward beyond the primary is where it's really going to make sense to start to see who he's going to start choosing in his administration is going to be very key, because that administrations are what they are. They're administration in the White House. One man has veto power, but he truly is not running the country, and that's a fact of why Congress and Senate and you know, the positions of Secretary of State and so on are in place. You know, so I think his leadership is going to come out pretty quickly on who he's choosing to support himself, right from the vice president down. You know, so those are very key. And I think a guy, again, going back to RFK and JFK, where they're not only their popularity of decision makers is important, I think, in their truthfulness and how it comes across, but also in their plan and how it's supported well. And I think that's what's going to make a difference with Obama when he comes out. That's what you're believing in now. And that's what you're voting in now, that he's going to make those right decisions and the right people. You know, this administration's a wreck. You know, George Bush is, you know, a quarter of the reason why. So, you know, that you need to look at the other side of that, and that's where you hope this man will be at.
Thank you. Could you just tell me again your name, your location, and your age?
Christopher Joseph Scott, Lower East Side, New York City, 35 years old.
Thank you, Christopher Joseph Scott.